We're gonna get to the connection to the Parsha in a few minutes, but I want to discuss tonight one particular siman in Shulchan Aruch. I think people are familiar with the idea of a psia gasa, taking large steps. And maybe we've heard something about Kiddush wine and Shabbos as well. But let's discuss the sugya that's brought in Shulchan Aruch. So the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Shabbos and Or HaChaim in Siman Shin Aleph tells us, Ein laritz b'Shabbos, ela im kein hu l'daver mitzvah, kagon l'beis haknesses u'chayotzei bo. A person should not run on Shabbos unless it's for a mitzvah, like to go to shul or something like that. What's the source of this Gemara, of this halach? It's a Gemara in Shabbos, and Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, says the Gemara. It says based on a pasuk in Yeshayahu, in the end of Sefer Yeshayahu, the pasuk says, V'chibadato me'asos terachacha. You honor Shabbos in the way that you walk. V'chibadato, shaloya malbushcha shal Shabbos kemalbushcha shal chol. Your clothing on Shabbos should not be like your clothing during the week. V'chia de Rabbi Yochanan kari lamanei mechabdusai. Rabbi Yochanan would call his clothing mechabdusai, that which gave me kavod. And we see therefore that kavod and the way we dress are tied together, honor. And then the pasuk says me'asos terachacha, in the way you go in your path. Shaloya hilchucha shal Shabbos ki hilchucha shal chol, says the Gemara. The way you walk on Shabbos should not be the same in the way you walk during the week. V'msoch chavtzecha, to go to your needs. Chavtzecha asurin, your needs are should not be done on Shabbos. But chavtzei shamayim mutarim, the needs of shamayim for spiritual things are allowed. And this source is cited by the Rif and the Rambam and the Hilchos Shabbos, the Rush, and the Mishnah Berurah as the source of walking differently on Shabbos and not running. There's another source that's brought by Rashi in Brachos Vav. The Gemara learn Rashi learns the other part of the pasuk. Rashi says in Brachos Vav, D'amar Mar, Asur lipso psia gasa b'Shabbos. It's asur to take very large steps on Shabbos. Shne'amar, im tashiv mishabbos raglecha, that your raglaim, your legs, should also be resting on Shabbos. And this is the source that's cited by the Tur, the Lavush, and the Maharsha in Brachos as well. So the Eliyahu Rabbah on our Siman, in Siman Shin Aleph, and the Maamar Mordechai are bothered as to why the Tur chose to ignore a clear Gemara in Masechta Shabbos regarding the source of not running on Shabbos. The simple understanding would probably be that the Tur and Rashi, who also cite that pasuk, learn this mitzvah from also me'asos terachacha, from the way you walk, as the Gemara in Shabbos indicated. But when they say im tashiv mishabbos raglecha, that's just the opening line of the pasuk, and they mean the later part of the pasuk where it says me'asos terachacha. But since that's the opening line of the pasuk, therefore they quote im tashiv mishabbos raglecha. But really, they do understand simply from the Gemara in Shabbos to be the source of not running on Shabbos. What's the reason for this mitzvah? Why shouldn't a person run on Shabbos unless it's for a mitzvah? So there are three reasons brought. The first is the Mishnah Berurah writes in Sif Katan Al, Shne'amar, V'chibadato me'asos terachacha v'darshu, and they taught, Shaloya hilchucha b'Shabbos ki hilchucha b'chol. You're walking during the week should not be like it is on Shabbos. Shabbos should be different. Shederech ha'adam l'maher v'larutz achar isko. Because it's an issue of that your walking should be Shabbistic, it should be in line with the spirit of Shabbos. During the week, a person is rushing and they are quickly going to where they need to go, to work, to a train, to the store, whatever it may be. And when it comes to Shabbos, you have to walk in a different way so that it's not a weekday type of walking. Derech HaShulchan says, V'davar zehu michlal oneg Shabbos, k'mo sh'omrim yom menucha. He says, no. It's part of oneg Shabbos. Shabbos is a day of pleasure and enjoyment. It's a day of resting. People who are resting, people who are in tune with themselves, and people who are, in a good place and have, a mental awareness of being relaxed and being in a comfortable place, they have menucha. They don't run around and take long steps. That's the Aruch HaShulchan. It's a dinner oneg Shabbos. And the last is the Chayadim. The Chayadim in his Sefer Zichru Taras Moshe writes, Shabbos is a day where the Shabbos Malka is here. It's a day of Malchus, a day of being royal, and therefore one has to walk in the way of Malchus as well, to be slow and not to be running around. Now, fine, we know now you should not run on Shabbos unless it's for a mitzvah. What's considered What's considered weekday walking? So the Gemara in Brachos Tav Vav and the Rambam Hilchos Shabbos and the Shulchan Aruch all say that running is what is Asur on Shabbos. And the Prima Gadim says that all running is Asur, regardless of the size of the steps, even if they're less than an Amma. Any quick running to get there faster is what is prohibited on Shabbos unless it's for a mitzvah. The Rama says that any pasiya gasa, any large steps, even if you're not running, but to take longer steps than usually, to pick up the pace and to take wide strides would be usher according to the Rama. The Shulchan Aruch and the Mishabur also include jumping as well within the Isser, and the Bir Hagra explains, based on Yerushalmi and Beitza, that jumping means with 2 feet at the same time, and that's what the Mishabur writes as well in Sif Katan Ches. The last thing is the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos and Perachav Talad and the Shulchan Aruch add that skipping is also Asur on Shabbos, and the Shulchan Aruch Harav defines skipping as lifting one leg before the other. So all of these things are what is Asur, the Halacha on Shabbos, based on that Gemara and the Pasuk Yeshayahu, unless it's being done for a Dvar Mitzvah. Now, let's talk about running for a Dvar Mitzvah. There is a Gemara in Brachos Dav Vav Amud Beis as well. And the Gemara makes the following point. Amar Rebbe Chelba, Amar Rav Huna. They quote in the name of Rav Huna. Hayotzimi beis haknesses al yipsa psia gasa. One who leaves the shul should not take large strides. The simple reading is because it's going to look like you're trying to get away from shul quickly. Amar Abaye. Abaye says, Lo amran el lemefak. The halacha was only said regarding the leaving of shul. Abba lemeyal. In order to go to shul, to enter a shul, that's a mitzvah. Mitzvah lemarek. It's a mitzvah to run, because that's appropriate. Shneamar, nir defaladas es Hashem. The pasuk says in Hosea that one should eagerly go to know Hashem. Then comes Rabbi Zeira. Amar Rabbi Zeira, mereish ki hava chazina lehu l'rabbanin dekar rehita lepirka b'shavasa. Initially, when I saw the rabbis running to the shul on Shabbos for the drasha, I said, oh, these people are being Amina, I said, Kamechalin Rabbanim Shabbasa, the rabbis are desecrating Shabbos. Kevin de Shamana Lahai Debeir, the Rabbi Tanchan Amar Rishu ben Levi. But then I heard that Rav Tamchum said in the name of Rabbi Shu ben Levi. What did he say? La'olim Yaris Adam Ledavar Halacha, Afilu B'Shabbos. One should always run for a matter of Halacha for Torah on Shabbos, Namar, Achre Hashem Yelechu, Ka'are Shag V'chule. They should walk after Hashem with the roar of a lion. Ananami reads not so too, I will run as well. And that is the understanding again of this Gemara regarding running on Shabbos. And I'll put the notes over there. So that's the understanding regarding running on Shabbos. This is brought by all of the Rishonim and the Poskim, the Shiltos, the Rambam, the Rif, the Rush. The Shulchan Aruch all cite this halacha regarding not running away from shul and only running for a dvar mitzvah. Now, is only running mutter for a mitzvah? Or what about a psia gasa? Is that, can I take a psia gasa, a long stride during the week as well, for a mitzvah? So the Prima Gadim has a commentary on Brachos, the Rosh Yosef, and he says that the Gemara only allows running, but it doesn't use the expression of Pesia Gasa. And therefore, the Prima Gadim says that there's no heter to take long strides for a Dvar Mitzvah, and taking a Pesia Gasa causes damage to the eyes, according to the Gemara and Shabbos that we'll see soon. And for something that is Shchiach Hezeka, something that causes damage, we don't say Shluchei Mitzvah, that the one going to do a mitzvah will be protected. However, that is the minority opinion. The Rif, the Pnei Yeshua, the Ein Yaakov, the Shulchan Aruch Harav, the Sefer Shmir Sagufa HaNefesh all say that it is mutter to run or to have besios gasos, long strides for a dvar mitzvah, even during the week. And the Shulchan Aruch Harav says quite clearly, afilu b'Shabbos she'asur l'psoa b'siya gasa, even though on Shabbos is usher to take long strides. B'gam b'chol, and even during the week, no talis made tough kuf, it takes 1/500th more enough of your eyesight, as we'll discuss soon. Afal pikein, you can run and take long strides for any Dvar Mitzvah. What's the reason for the heter of a Dvar Mitzvah? Meaning, if I can't run, if there's something negative about running, why is it okay if it's a mitzvah? On Shabbos, it's mutter because derachecha is usher during the week, but darche shemayim are mutter. Meaning, you can't do your own things on Shabbos, But you can do things for l'shem shemaim, for spiritual things. This is the understanding of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Derech HaShulchan. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says, Midichsib Derechecha, your ways, your way of walking, Mashma Derechecha Asurim, going for your individual things, to run for your things, to run for your needs, that's Asur. Aval Darchei Shemaim Mutar, but to run for things that are spiritual, for Shemaim, those things are Mutar. During the week, even though there's a sakana of involved in damaging one's eyesight, there is a principle. There is a principle of shomer mitzvah lo yeda davar ra. One who's doing a mitzvah will not be harmed, and this is the understanding of the Rif as well. The Rif writes, and he says, kevan shaholech baderech mitzvah shluchei mitzvah lo yeda davar ra. Even though we know perhaps the Gemara says there's something damaging about running or taking long strides, as we'll see in a moment, but since it's for a Dvar Mitzvah, so then there's nothing wrong. The Birur Halacha writes in Siman Sadi that you can run on Shabbos because, as we'll see as well, the Kiddush wine will correct it, and the Gemara in Brachos Mem Gimel explains. V'yesh Omrim, there are those who say, Af lo yavsia psia gasa, a person should not take very long strides. Damar mar psia gasa notalis echad mechamesh mios, taking very long strides takes 1/500th away of a person's eyesight. My takanate, what's the tikkun, what's the correction of such a thing? So the Gemara says, lahadri b'kiddusha debei shimshe, when you drink the Kiddush Friday night, so that restores a person's eyesight. Okay, so that Gemara obviously is going to need some more clarification in a moment. The Tzlach, the Nod of Yehuda, in his Chedushim on Brachos, the Tzlach, Rav Yecheskel Landau, who's the Rav of Prague, he wrote the Tzlach, he wrote the Nod of Yehuda, which is famous Shas and Shuvas, but he also wrote a commentary on Maseches, on a lot of Shas, but also Maseches Brachos, called the Tzion the Nefesh Chai, in memory of his mother. So in his Chedushim on Daf Vav and Brachos, he suggests that it's only mutter to run for a mitzvah if you need to, because you're going to miss the mitzvah. But there's no hetzer to run just for the sake of running. Let's see what the Tzlach says. He says, Yesh ledak deik, v'hada kamar Abaye, that which Abaye says la'el before, gabe lamal mitzvah mirasat, to go to shul, it's a mitzvah to run. Lama lo amar shafil b'shabbos. Why doesn't Abaye say that on Shabbos you can run as well? V'nir lefinas daiti, da Abaye la'el mari afil yein zmano bahul, shiyocha lavol lebeis haknesses afil lo yoretz yagi yasham, kodim shaskel espalal. Abaye understands that even if you're not late, you just want to run to shul in order to get there early to daven, afilo hachi mitzvah l'rus, it's a mitzvah to run, la'ros cheshko l'mitzvah, to show your love of the mitzvah. V'yaz dafka b'chol mutzer, only during the week is that mutzer, to go and run to shul even if you're not going to be late for the mitzvah. Avam, b'shabbos, says the Nod of Yehuda, on Shabbos, Eino mutter, it's not mutter to run. Kim kishemuchrach larutz machma shiavar azman. The only way you're allowed to run or take long strides or move quickly to shul on Shabbos is the idea, because the only reason you're allowed to go quickly on Shabbos is if you're going to be late for a mitzvah. That's the only thing. But on Shabbos, because of the aspect of Shabbos should be relaxed, and it's a Yom Menucha and Oneg Shabbos, not during the week, says the Tzlach, says the Nod of Yehuda, on Shabbos, there's no concept of no heter to run to shul on Shabbos, just so you can be early. You can only go to shul, you can only run to a mitzvah on Shabbos if you're going to miss that mitzvah, says the Tzlach. V'hani dekarat lepirka b'Shabbos, Mairi Zmanu Bahul, when it says you're allowed to run to shul on Shabbos, it's only because you're going to miss that mitzvah. Shim lo yirutzu liyavot b'tzchilas hadrosh, you're not going to get there in time for the drush or the shir. This is what the Tzitz Eliezer writes in Chelek Yud Beis and Siman Yud Zayin, but it's not mentioned in other poskim. And it seemed then that most poskim would understand that any running for any mitzvah is allowed on Shabbos, even during the week. There's a statement of Rav Matasio Gabai, who's a Rav in Eretz Yisrael, in the Sefer Beis Matasio and Chelek Dalid, regarding whether he has a piece, whether you can run in the rain on Shabbos or run to a pseudo Shabbos as well in the rain, if it maybe is that a mitzvah. And Rav Rubin in the Orach HaShabbos in Perachof says there's a possibility that it's mutter to walk quickly on Shabbos, even if it's being done for refuah. Let's say the doctor says you need to have, you know, brisk walking for your health. So says Rav Reuben, that would be mutter on Shabbos as well, for one's health benefit, even though it might not technically be for a particular mitzvah. That would be mutter on Shabbos. So again, we've seen 2 points so far. We discussed that your Shabbos walking should be different and not running like your weekday walking. Then we spoke about the concept of running for a Dvar Mitzvah. Some poskim seem to say that running for a Dvar Mitzvah is only mutter on Shabbos. And most poskim say you can run for a Dvar Mitzvah anytime as well. Now let's come to the last topic, which is a Pasia Gasa. Pasia Gasa means a long stride. And this is now going to get us closer to the connection to this week's parsha. The Gemara says in Shabbos Kuf Yud Gemal Amud Beis, Ella Kedabai Mine Rebbe Me Rebbe Yishmael B'Rabbi Yossi. Rebbe Yehuda Nasi asked Rabbi Yishmael, the son of Rabbi Yossi, Mahu Lipsoa Psia Gasa B'Shabbos. Are you allowed to take a Psia Gasa, long strides on Shabbos? Amarle, he told him, V'chi V'chol Mi Hutra. Are you allowed to take long strides during the week? Shani Omer, because I say Pesia Gasa Notels Echen Mechamesh Meos Memorein of Shaladam. Long strides, taking very long strides, takes away 1/500th of a person's vision. Umahadjali Begadusha Debe Shimsha, and the only way to get that vision back is to have the Kiddush wine Friday night. This Yesod is repeated in the Gemara in Tanis Daf Yud Amud Beis. Let's see the connection to this week's Parsha. Bemasni Satana, it was taught in a Braisa that Yosef told his brothers, Al tafsihu pesia gasa, do not take long strides, v'ichnisu chamal ir, and bring the sun into the city, meaning don't enter the city to spend the night there before the sun has set. Don't rush. D'amar mar, pesia gasa, netels echem mechamesh meos ma'or einav shel adam, because the Gemara teaches us that as long strides take away 1/500th of a person's eyesight, and this loss is not worth time being saved. Now, what does that mean? What's the problem with these long strides? And what's the idea of taking 1/500th of a person's eyesight? So Tosis there in Tainus Daf Yud Amud Beis asks, if that's the case, after 500 big steps, a person should be blind, right? That would be the case. Right? If a person runs, you know, runs a 5K, they run a long race, and they take 500 long strides, then they should be blind by the end of the race. That's clearly not what happens. So Tosis has two explanations. Let's look at both explanations. Ve'en lahakshos im kein b'chamesh meos p'sios kaso siya notil koma oreinav shaladam. After 500 steps, the person should have no vision. V'adaka chazina delav hachi. We see that's not the case. Hachi hava. V'nir lefaresh. I want to explain. D'hapsiya rishona nota achas mechamesh meos. The first step takes away one part of 500. V'apsia shnia, but the second step, notes al pachos min harishona. Sheshnia einotelas ela echad mechamesh meos hanisharim, but the second step removes less than the first, because the second one removes only one part of the 500 of the remaining amount of the vision, meaning each step is 1/500th of what was left over from the previous amount. Kamo b'isuraisa debe rebi, similar to taking meiser in the house of Rebbe, it's a Gemara in Ksuvis as well. But so lomar, ha'ishor mimashin ashar, mean you take a tenth from what was left over. That's what Tosfos says. So that's one explanation over here as well. That the reason the person doesn't go blind because it only takes 1/500th of what was remaining from what was left over before. The other answer, he says Tosfos, he's not so happy with this. He says, Ella Yeshlomar Delono Telus Ella Psia Rishona. If the first step that you take, that's what takes away some of your vision. Umikan ve'elach, but every subsequent step, long stride after the first step, came into dush. Once it's been taken already, there's no more harm. Inami Psia Rishona Telus Tefe Mishum Dechol Hetzchalos Kashos. Now the first one takes away a lot because that's the first step and all beginning things are the most difficult things. And this is how Tosis understands this sugya as well. The Elia Rabba and Rabbi Kiva Eger ask on the second answer of Tosos. Again, the second answer of Tosos was only the first step causes damage. The problem is this. The Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Beis says that Rebbe is asking what is the halacha regarding taking a large step on Shabbos. Right? That was the question Rebbe wanted to know. And then Rabbi Yishmael, the son of Rabbi Yossi, questions the premise of that question. He asks, if it's mut, is it even mutter to take large steps during the week? According to the second answer of Tosos, couldn't Rebbe have been asking about taking large steps on Shabbos after taking the initial large step? Why wasn't his question specifically relevant to the issue of taking large steps on Shabbos as well? Okay, that's a question they have on Tosos. Nevertheless, those are the two explanations of why perhaps we see that people are not blind nowadays. Now, are Pesia Gassos allowed during the week? Is that mutter during the week? So Tosos, the Tosefta Shabbos says that the Gemara is not universally accepted, and there's no Isser. The Gemara is not universally accepted that there's an Isser to take up Pesia Gassos during the week. This is only the view of Rabbi Shmuel, the son of Rabbi Yossi. In addition, the Rambam never cites this Isser of taking steps during the week, and therefore it's not Usser to take up Pesia Gassos during the week. And this is the Shita of the Kaf HaChaim as well. The Chassam Sofer in his Drushus in Chelek Aleph and Daf Pei Aleph says that since the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch never mention the Isser of Pesia Gassos taking long strides during the week, therefore there's no such Isser. However, most poskim say that it is Usser to take long strides because of the Sakana of losing one's eyesight. This is what the Maharsha writes on Shabbos, the Magen Avraham, in two places, the Prima Gadim, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav in Hilchos Shabbos, and again in the earlier in Aruch HaChaim, the Aruch HaShulchan, the Mishnah Berurah, in two places as well, all say that one should not take long strides during the week. But everyone agrees that this Sakana can be fixed by drinking the Friday night Kiddush. Meaning, even if you're going to say there is a Sakana by taking long strides, nevertheless, if you drink the Kiddush Friday night, that fixes a person's eyesight. The Machasis HaShekel and the Kaf HaChaim say that if the person is blind, then there's an issue taking a Pesia Gassos during the week as well. Then there's no issue taking long strides during the week because you can't make it worse. But on Shabbos, it is still a problem because your weekday walking should be different than your Shabbos walking, even if you're blind. What's considered a Pesia Gassos? That's the question we should be thinking about. So Rashi and Shabbos Kuf Gimel says that a psia bainerness, an average step, is an amma. And a psia gasa, a large step, is yoser me'amma, more than an amma. And this is the understanding of the other Rishonim and the Poskim as well. The Mishnah Berurah says maybe for a taller person, we have to take into account their step as well. And other pshatim are brought as well by the Magen Avraham. Which comes now to our last few points. We know that on Shabbos, there's an issue of taking long steps because your Shabbos walking has to be different than your weekday walking. During the week, perhaps there's a hetzer to go for a mitzvah. Okay. But what about everything else? Is a person not allowed to jog? A person can't run? A person can't move quickly to catch the train? So how do we understand this? So let's talk about the week and let's talk about Shabbos. I think there's four reasons to be melamed zchus on running during the week, even though most poskim, besides the Chassam Sofer and a couple of others, say that all of the implications of taking long strides of Pesia Gassos still apply. The first thing is perhaps there's no Pesia Gassos, Isser Pesia Gassos during the week. That's suffix number one, like the Chassam Sofer and the Tosefta Shabbos and the Kaf HaChaim. The second possibility is that according to the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, it could be that Pesia Gassos only means skipping. Most people do not skip during the week or ever. The Mishnah Berurah says that the Shear depends on the person, and it's not strictly one amma. Maybe a long stride for a regular person is permissible, and it's hard to measure it. And the last thing is Dashu Bei Rabim. We have a concept of Shomer Pesayim Hashem. Hashem protects the fools, people who do things that have an aspect of danger to it, but people do it all the time. And the general population is not concerned. So we say Shomer Pesayim Hashem. That was the argument that Rav Moshe Feinstein would use in the 60s and the 70s about smoking. Now we know that that's something that's very, very dangerous, 100% usser. But this idea of losing 1/500th of your eyesight, we don't even know how to measure it. We don't even know how it works. And you can drink the Kiddush wine. And therefore, perhaps combined with the other reasons that we said earlier, it's a reason to be lenient about Pesia Gassos and running during the week. What about on Shabbos? Why is it that people are lenient to run on Shabbos as well, even if it's not for a mitzvah? This first thing is maybe walking slowly could be annoying and cause tsar for someone. It'd be against their own Shabbos. Maybe a person enjoys more for them to take long, fast strides in their walking on Shabbos. In addition, again, maybe the halacha follows the Rambam, that pesia gasa means maybe only skipping. And finally, the Mishnah Berurah again says the shear depends on the person, and not strictly one amah, and maybe each person's walking for themselves be considered to be mutter, depending on their height and the way that they stride when they walk. So I want to ask a question related to Yosef and the brothers, and then we'll just end with a Dvar Machshava in relationship to this halacha. Rosh Shlomo Miller, who's the posik in Toronto, so he has a sefer Pnine Shlomo written by his Talmidim, and he says that it makes sense why running for a mitzvah is allowed on Shabbos, because that is Cheftzei Shemayim, that is for a holy purpose. But if it's a sakana for one's eyes, then why does it help if it's for a mitzvah? Meaning, yes, it's very nice that it's a mitzvah, but does because I'm running for a mitzvah make it, how does my walking know, how do my eyes know if I'm walking for a mitzvah or not for a mitzvah? Why does it being for a mitzvah make it better for one's eyes? The answer is because maybe the truth is that taking a psia gasa, a long stride, is not really a sakana. It's not common that by taking long strides, a person loses their eyesight. And since it's not shchiyah chazeka, it's not so common that a person is damaged by taking long strides, and therefore, really, it's going to be mutter for a mitzvah because they're not really so concerned. The Gemara Masechet Daf Ches says, Shluchei mitzvah einu nizukin. A person who's going to do a mitzvah is not going to be damaged when there's no danger. And since it's not a real danger over here, it's a very, very slight danger that the Gemara seems to debate regarding the status of taking long strides, and therefore there's really no danger. But if that's the case, if there's really no danger at the end of the day when it comes to this issue of taking long strides, then why would Yosef tell his brothers to not run back to Yaakov? Isn't telling Yaakov that Yosef is alive a big mitzvah of Kibbutz Av? Okay, it's a very serious question. Shlomo Miller's question is a good question. If it's mutter for a mitzvah and there's no real danger, if that's what we're concluding here, then why was it a problem that the brothers to run back to Yaakov? And why did Yosef tell them not to run if it was certainly for a mitzvah? Perhaps we could answer that it wouldn't have been Kibbutz Av since Yaakov wouldn't have wanted his children to rush back to him and inadvertently cause their eyesight to weaken. He would have wanted their children to remain healthy and not damage their eyesight. Maybe that's the reason why Yosef needed to warn the brothers to not run. We'll just end with an idea regarding to the connection of the Kiddush wine and the brothers and Yosef and the walking fast. So Yosef identifies himself to the brothers and he tells them, don't rush back home. Yosef told the brothers that Hashem was in full control of all the events, everything that happened. Yaakov would find out about the events that had transpired in Mitzrayim, and whether they would try to speed along or proceed at any normal rate, there's nothing he could do to rush the matter. Hashem orchestrated every single piece of this discussion so that nothing would happen sooner than it should occur, and nothing would delay anything. And they were to do whatever they could. And if you were to try to push anything, it would have been futile because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was running this entire episode from beginning to end. So I saw that Rav Yitzchak Feigenbaum, who was the Dayan in Warsaw, he says that a person who believes that he can force matters beyond what Hashem has in store is displaying a lack of vision, a clarity of vision, of trust in Hashem's supervision of the world. This is 1/500th of the blindness that the Gemara describes. When you rush and you try to force things, it means that there's a blindness to the person because they don't see that Hashem is running everything from behind. They think they can force the matter. And therefore, it's precisely the moment that a person sits to recite Kiddush that that error can be corrected. Because when we recite Kiddush, says Rav Yitzchak Feigenbaum, we are declaring that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world and He controls everything. And even though we have to do our Hishtadlus and that we don't rely on miracles, we honor and we are Mekadosh the Shabbos with ascribing to Hashem His mastery and His power over everything in the world. And the partial blindness, so to speak, of the week, of when we rush, we think that we're in control. So our vision is restored by the Kiddush when we reflect on the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is really running the world and that we can't force Hashem's hand before anything is due. Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone should have a good night.